Case number 9763, Pine Acres, Inc., TA Leisure Point, north of Route 22 within Leisure Point. A variance from a maximum height requirement for an accessory structure in a campground. You're looking for a 32-foot variance from the 10-foot height requirement. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
State your full name and address.
George H. Harrison, Jr., President of Pine Acres, Incorporated. The address, 25491 Dogwood Lane, Millsboro, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay.
This is a... Everyone has actually seen the location, but as it's part of the record, that's the building that we're actually attempting to, we would like to tear down. It's an existing building that we use in Leisure Point.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did to give a little bit of history on it is I went into planning and zoning to see, because we're conditional use is our zoning. And obviously, it seems like whenever we get ready to do anything, it's kind of like out of the box just a little bit. So my question was, if we wanted to tear this building down and replace this building, exactly what we would have to go through. We talked about setbacks from the water and height and this sort of thing. One of the reasons why I discussed the height was obviously this building is close to the water, as you can see by the picture here. This building actually was not built at this location. It was actually, believe it or not, behind the airport here in Georgetown. It used to be Moore's Feed House, and some 30-some years plus, it was moved into Leisure Point. And what we would like to do is we would like to build, I call it three stories. And the reason why I say three stories is because our intent, what we would like to do is to possibly dry piling. We need to get this building up above the flood. This building has never had any flooding problems per se, but at the same point in time, the water has come over this bulkhead before. And as you can see on the front of this picture here, the water actually comes to the first step. We strictly use this building really in the summertime. That's when Leisure Point Resort is open and whatnot. So my intent was to dry pile it and then have a first floor and have a second floor where I could have a deck. Conventionally, it's my understanding that in talking to Lawrence, if I would be building, say, a house outside of, say, Leisure Point, it's my understanding, I could be corrected, that you can actually do 42 feet above the flood zone. But since our zoning is conditional use, since we're in a campground, there's no provisions, is my understanding, when we start talking about doing this type of pipe. The drawings that I assume that you all have, shows a ridge line, I believe, 38 foot above the ground, 36 foot above the flood zone. Those drawings are very, very, very preliminary drawings. They were made for, you do have a copy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't have an elevation.
That's all. Okay. Here, I can send you this down.
They were done very preliminary, and the reason being is because...
Take a picture of the buildings they have to look at. Yeah.
Yes, that's the drawing I'm speaking about.
Would you say this building's being used for a store?
I'm sorry?
This building's being used for what? A store?
This building is currently being used for, on the back. You have the picture there. I have some.
Yeah, the picture passed by. And the new building would be the same?
Yeah, the new building. It's a retail. It would strictly be used for, you know, the operation of the park. The reason why I say those drawings here is very preliminary is because of the fact that our concern is with regard to the height, you know, especially with one, two stories, is whether it be good or whether it be bad, I'm not sure, but last year we replaced an office building, which we were allowed to do two-story. And we got into a situation where between the fire marshal, between building code, between building inspectors, it was kind of a nightmare situation with regard to the height on the first floor of trying to feed everything in and making it safe between the two floors and so forth. This building right here, as you can see, even being one story, has a very, very low, the existing building has a very, very low ceiling height in it. And obviously, the advantage is from a safety perspective, this building here is nowhere near per code, so to speak, compared to something that we're going to be building today. So that's basically what we want to do. Like I did say, that the drawings you do have here, it was mainly done for illustrational purposes of, you know, what it's going to look like. I don't know if anyone has. Are you fairly familiar with the location of where it's going to go?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is this this new proposal, is it?
I'm sorry?
This new dwelling, is it in the same footprint of the old one?
I'm sorry?
Is the new one going to be in the same footprint of the old one?
In the same footprint?
Yeah.
Primarily.
And when I said primarily, this is actually a topo that was done. Okay. This building is situated here right now.
Right.
And it's primarily going to be superimposed right by the line.
So I guess what I should have maybe have said, this is going to be a larger building, not just in the, is the footprint going to be larger than the, even though it's two-story?
The only thing that would possibly make the footprint slightly larger
is depending upon, to be honest with you, depending upon exactly what they make me do to go from the first floor to the second floor.
You're limited.
My goal has been to superimpose this one right back on the same footprint. At the same point in time, this building we currently have is first floor. At this particular moment, your guess is probably as good as mine as to whether they're going to make me put an elevator, whether they're going to make I can go up an outside. Mm-hmm. But our intent is basically, to keep it down.
Your footprint is somewhat limited by water ramp, boat ramp, and streets, correct?
Well, yeah. Other words, I'm limited. I'm limited on at least two sides with water, and I'm limited on the other side basically by a street because we have our boat ramp. So it's setting pretty tight where it is. The only, some folks might ask me, you know, why would you want to replace the building per se? I don't know if any of you has been into Leisure Point recently, but this is basically the last thing that at least I hope to do. To bring it to the standard of where I want things to be. This building, it's not by no means an eyesore, but at the same point in time, we wanted this building to reflect our office building, our pool location, our bathhouse, and everything else. Mm-hmm. And being of the age it is, the low ceilings and that type of thing, it's just not to the standard that we wish to have it. That's our primary purpose for doesn't make too good of economical sense. But at the same point in time, Leisure Point is my home as well as my business. I live there. Mm-hmm. So I've got to see it all the time.
All right, sir. Do you have any questions? Any hearing, no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the use of the property, it certainly makes it unique. I think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And certainly shouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. But, I would think the store, as has been, would be in character with it, and a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9763.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9763. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.